Good morning, everyone.
It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Welcome back here, Rise and Shine, hour number two of X's and Bros here on this Thursday, the 13th day of January 2022. We welcome you back. We say good morning. We thank you. We appreciate you. We encourage you to join the show at any time. You can text us. Use the keyword sports radio. Send it to 21,000 Sports Radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast. Listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. MichiganSportsNetwork.com is the website. Fan feedback, email inbox, XBMornings@gmail.com. If you have anything for us there, thoughts that are longer than 280 characters, don't feel like calling, want to put something on our radar, send us an email. Ryan Elkey is at RyanL_Key. Danny Cahalan's at Dan in the studio. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino on Twitter. Let's get to that Meyer Supercenter guest line where we have Freddie the Pizza Man standing by. Freddie, good morning to you, my friend. How are you, partner?
Good morning, AB. How are you? How are things?
I'm fantastic. It is a Thursday. It's a little dark outside. You can't really tell, but it looks cold. I can't see it outside, but you know, you just got that it's feeling not. that it's cold. It's 30 degrees out.
It's not cold because actually I put my jacket on the house. I'm like, man, it's warm in here because the last few days have been ice. I think that was Ryan just said it's not cold. It's been ice, cold the last few days. So Ryan's right. It's a little warm today.
Yeah, it's 30 degrees in our southernmost affiliate in Toledo, 23 in Traverse City. So those aren't terrible temperatures.
So I called to talk NFL and the Super Bowl because I think I thought of something that might break the internet. So uh-oh. I want to talk to you about it first. I didn't tell anybody but you first, okay. And then of course Danny and Ryan. But first things first. I think we should have a segment where I should break down your interviews because I don't listen to everyone because some of the guests bore me. So I tune away for 20 minutes. And I come back, but not you, the guests now. First of all, my nanny just pulled up, and she goes to Michigan State. I said, hey, big win yesterday. She goes, yeah. I go, yeah, I didn't watch a second of it, but I heard it was a big win. And I go, if Michigan can stop ducking people, I said, maybe they'll compare to Michigan State. She got a giggle out of it. So I had to tell you that. Two, this morning, you know, I felt like when you were talking to Ryan, you said that was a nice win for Sparty. I mean, I want to know the truth, AB. When you're sitting there watching that game yesterday and that guy hits that big shot, mm-hmm. I almost feel like you're patting Ryan on the top of the head like a little dog. Like, that was so cute. What were you thinking when that guy hit that shot yesterday? Honest to God.
Well, one, I couldn't believe that Minnesota had really, I mean, they have a decent roster, but they're not world beaters by any stretch of the imagination. So I was a little surprised that they kept it as close throughout, but they got really good production out of four or five of their starters. So I thought that was probably the first thing to me. But watching it from a Michigan State perspective, like, that's the thing I don't think people understand. When Michigan plays Michigan State, I want Michigan to win. If they win by 1,000, that's fantastic. That's great. If they win by 1, that's great too. But outside of that, like when I watch Michigan State, I still have a respect and an appreciation for what Tom Izzo has built there in East Lansing. So for me, like they need to beat Minnesota. Like it's better off. And I try to remember that, you know, if we were to divide our listener base into two groups, half of them might be Michigan fans, half of them might be Michigan State fans. So from my perspective, that it's more or less just you want the teams that you cover to do well. It'd be like wanting the Tigers or the Red Wings or the Lions or the Pistons to do well. Like, you want them to do well because it makes the job easier, right? It's always difficult. You know, the Lions, for example, like, you know, they were 3-13-1, and I'm overly excited about a 3-win team. Like, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, it would be nice for, you know, them to go I don't know, 11-6 or 12-5. Like, that would be great. That would make life a whole hell of a lot easier. One day I might know what that's like. But I don't like to use our teams and our programs as punching bags. I know that that's just not my style. I'm just different. So when that shot goes in, I'm like, whew, Sparty escaped. Like it's still a good win, but they did escape.
Well, that was a lot of words for what your actual thought of that shot was. But I just figured, I imagine you watching that shot, and that was Jordan Poole making that shot and sinking it and winning the game.
That's completely different. I mean, one of them happens in the NCAA tournament. It's at the buzzer from just inside half court. Like that was that's different than a little chip shot there from near the restricted area. A little different. But at the end of the day, it's a game winner. And I know that although Michigan State fans will say that they didn't play well, if it makes Ryan happier for the next morning, like, I'm all for it.
So real quickly, Danny Rogers, kind of how old is she at? Like roughly, she's
26, somewhere in that range.
Because she said in her interview, when she was younger, she was excited to go to the Lions game. So when she would have went to the Lions game, that would have been the Matt Miller era. So I just thought that was kind of funny. How could you be excited to go to those games? But I guess when you're little, you have no idea.
Yeah, so, you're just going to a game as a fan. Like you don't know the difference. Like you don't know about the ins and outs of the organization. You know, you're not following the team like that. You're just going to the game as a teenager. You might just still be excited just to go to a game. You know.
So I was thinking about the playoffs. The way I watch sports nowadays, it's the NFL playoffs is what I really, really enjoy the most. And I like the baseball playoffs the most, more than anything, and the college bowl games. But so I was thinking, I'm really pulling for the Green Bay Packers to win it. I love the Green. I've always liked the Green Bay Packers from a very, very young age. And I'm a big fan of Aaron Rodgers on the field. You know, off the field, I can care less. You know, that's his life, and he can deal with what he's got to deal with. But on the field, he's such a great player. So I'm thinking Green Bay, Tennessee Super Bowl, okay? And then I thought to myself, yeah, Bill from Nashville, wherever you're at, Tennessee's going to the Super Bowl this year. I picture the two best players on the field at that time. That's what came to my mind, Aaron Rodgers and Derrick Henry. Then I thought to myself, I pictured AB yelling in my ear, wait a second, there's another great player, Patrick Mahomes, okay? So then I thought, this is what instantly went through my mind, AB, is like, who's the better quarterback, Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes? And I thought to myself, can you measure them where they're at right now, meaning Aaron Rodgers on Green Bay and Patrick Mahomes on Kansas City with Andy Reid? If you strip those two guys from those teams and they're just independent guys, who's the better quarterback? For me, it's Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh, man.
It's easy to say when you're on Kansas City and you have Andy Reid, okay? But if you take that away from Patrick Mahomes.
What is Patrick Mahomes without Andy Reid? What is Patrick Mahomes without that roster? If you stick either one on the Lions, who wins more games? I don't know. I guess maybe you rely a little bit on the experience of Aaron Rodgers. But let's face it. Like, Aaron Rodgers has a Super Bowl early on, and they haven't done diddly squat in NFC Championship games. But nobody really talks about that just because he's been so good throughout the course of every single regular season. But he's got one, so that cements him. Two would be nice, though. I think he's got a little bit of a monkey on his back, too. Although they've reached the promised land and they've won it, I do think that people kind of.
That could happen to Patrick Mahomes, too, by the way.
That very well could. I mean, Patrick Mahomes won that first one, and all of a sudden, we're like, he's going to win more than Jordan. Like, no. There's way, way too much can go wrong. And he made it back, and they lost, and they looked a little human, right? They looked a little human this year. So I don't know. If you had to take one right now, that's rough. That's brutal. I guess I would lean towards Aaron Rodgers only because of experience, but I think that Patrick Mahomes has a stronger arm and is just as dynamic and obviously can scramble. So you put them both on the Lions. I'd probably say Rodgers wins more games just because he's been around the block for a while, but I think Patrick Mahomes is the better quarterback.
Yeah, as much as I love Dan Marino, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, man, I'll tell you, he's must-watch for me.
Oh, he's special.
I haven't had must-watch player since Mario Lemieux and and Dan Marino for me. I mean, those guys are just incredible. But anyway,
that was your era. That was it.
Oh, Mario Lemieux, I'll tell you, talking about.
Oh, we got to hit the break, Freddie. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this. You're on the Michigan Sports Network.
Bill Simonson here for the Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. They're world-renowned for their cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is an extension to every community in Michigan and across America to raise awareness and money to help cancer and Parkinson's research. If you'd like to put together a Purple Community event where you live or where you work, go to purplecommunity.vai.org.
We'll have a double dose of our Lions trivia slash factoids for you this morning as a part of my Detroit Lions calendar.
Oh, yes. I'm excited. Are you going to...
Are you really excited?
Yes.
That warms my
heart. The first day you did it in a question form, and then yesterday you kind of just spit out the factoid. Are you going to give us a shot here or what?
Yes, because yesterday was just a fact. You get a trivia question or a fact each day. You're going to get both because we missed yesterday. So our trivia question.
I mean, you can turn it into a question, potentially. Whatever the factoid is.
Yeah, the factoid would be tough. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, a little game show action for you. Here's our trivia question. With 103 stops, who was the leading tackler for the Detroit Lions in the 2019 season?
Tracy Walker.
Oh, I need the bell. I need the bell. Ding, 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 ding. Tracy Walker is
the best
season he had this year after Matt Patricia tried to kill him. That's fantastic for Tracy Walker. So welcome back, young fella. Run it back one more time with The Price is Right. Okay, time for our factoid. Did you know this is not going to come as any sort of surprise whatsoever? Like, how do you make this into a question? The Detroit Lions have never played in a postseason overtime game in franchise history.
What? Okay, you're right. You cannot.
What was I supposed to do with the
question? You can't do anything with that.
What franchise has never played an overtime game? Like, you can't do that because then I have to go through it every franchise that hasn't played a postseason game. But the Lions have never played a postseason overtime game. But we're going to the postseason soon, folks, so
we'll restart the music. I have Lions trivia for you.
You do?
I do.
You want to restart the...
Restart the song.
You know, as a youngster growing up, I loved The Price is Right. This reminds me of going down to see my grandparents.
Oh, this is lunchtime.
In the sunshine.
Reminds
state.
Me of faking yes. sick. Yep. Good old days.
Yeah, but
bologna sandwich, Cheez-Its, and a Coke. Wow. Watching Price is Right.
America.
That will send me right back to like 9 years old.
I'm telling you, that were those not the days or what I used to sit at the bar. And the bartender would actually, because my grandpa, the place that they had down in the Sunshine State, there was like a pool and a bar area there. And my grandpa would send me to get drinks as a child. And they would give it to me. Like Amstel Light, they would just hand it to me. And I would just go walk it over. I was like, you know, I don't even know if they could do that in today's world without, I'm sure, getting some sort of complaint. Now the bartender gave a five-year-old a beer. But, hey, bring back the music because I love it. They used to do these hot dogs, like jumbo-sized hot dogs. And they would cut it down the middle when they grilled it. Oh, my God, was it good. Toast the bun, couldn't beat it. Could not beat it. What's your Lions factoid for today?
Okay. Who are the top two vote getters for the Week 18 Pepsi Rookie of the Week?
Oh, man.
With voting closing at 12 p.m. today.
Voting closed at noon. Top two rookies, one of which has got to be the one guy that somehow, some way, like this franchise continues to beat the Colts. One's got to be Trevor Lawrence.
It's Trevor Lawrence is number two at 48%.
48. Oh, we got ourselves a horse race here.
Number
neck
one.
Neck down the stretch.
Number one, Amon-Ra St. Brown at 50%.
Go vote, people.
Cast your vote. Amon-Ra St. Brown.
You know, if our quarterback would have been willing to throw the ball more than 4 yards in the first 10 weeks,
easy.
He yes. could. He, Amon-Ra St. Brown could be looking at Rookie of the Year potential.
Yes. Yes, yes, he could.
Well, and Jamar Chase is. Almost doubled
that's
up his
true.
Yards.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, because nobody was throwing the ball to him. But, yeah, Jamar Chase, he had, like, three games of 150 yards or more.
It's not a slight of Amon-Ra St. Brown, but when Jamar Chase has 1,500-plus yards on a year.
266 in a game.
In like, three touchdowns.
Yeah, it's like, okay. Like, all right, we might have gotten the second-best receiver in this draft.
Right, and you'd think for the number five pick, right, that's what Ja'Marr Chase was, number five to the Bengals. I mean, that's exactly why they drafted him, and it worked. Like, they struck gold, so good for them. They went in with a plan.
It works
and
for both teams. Thankfully, we don't have to look back and be like, well, we could have had this.
Oh, yeah.
Especially getting St. Brown in the fourth round. It's like, we got the receiver that fits the offense that Campbell wants to play. It fits the quarterback that – they're playing with right now.
Jared Goff is much different than Joe Burrow.
No offense, Jared Goff ain't throwing it 45 yards down the field.
No, and Joey Burrow's throwing it 64 yards down the field accurately. Like, that guy's got a cannon for an arm. It still made me really nervous that they decided not to go offensive lineman and tried, but they tried to address it the best they could in free agency, and look where they found themselves right now. You know, the Bengals, one of the great turnarounds, and I was sent an article yesterday, and it was comparing a lot of coaches that had been fired. It was written by Deadspin. It was, because the league is over 70% black, and black coaches in the NFL with Brian Flores being fired, and what does that mean for minority coaching candidates moving forward? Here's a list of every single minority coaching hire that has been, and then who succeeded them. What was their record? I mean, it was a pretty in-depth, involved article. Like, a lot of... I mean, I don't know if there was a lot of research because the write-up on each guy was pretty small. It was like, here was their overall record for how many years. This is who they were replaced by. Tony Dungy's on the list. Like, he's a Hall of Famer, right? You're not gonna wow me just because of your skin color. Like, to me, it doesn't matter who you are. Just coach the team. And if you got a bunch of guys, and I responded to the person who sent it to me. I was like, well, apparently you haven't met our staff in Detroit. It's a pretty diverse staff, and they're really good. They are really good. Like, I'm putting my eggs into that basket right now with these Detroit Lions coaching staff. We're going to get back into that conversation because we got cut off due to an internet issue in our Detroit studio. So I want to get back into that conversation with some of the quotes and comments from Brad Holmes in regards to the 2021 campaign. But you're going to see a lot of this. I've already seen a lot of this last night leading into this morning about this upcoming weekend's game. So Saturday you have the Raiders and the Bengals. That's a game in Cincinnati, 4:30 on NBC, followed up by the CBS game, which will be the Patriots and Bills. A lot of Jim Nance and Tony Romo. I don't know, Jim. And Jim Nance will be like, watch out for the tight end here. And there's like no tight end on the field because he tries to do the Romo thing because Romo gets paid a lot. And there's a big ego battle in the booth. God, I'd love to see it. But you have 27 degrees at kickoff. It's Cincinnati there at Paul Brown Stadium. And then when you go to Orchard Park, New York, a.k.a. Buffalo, they're expecting 3-degree temperature, -8 with the wind chill. Like, that's going to play affected. Like, that's cold. I don't care who you are.
You're ready for another Mac Jones 3-pass attempt game.
High winds, too. I mean, we could see that. I mean, it's worked before for him, right? I mean, why not go right back to it? We had some inclement weather. Let's try to do this the old-fashioned way. Turn around, hand off 500 times. I could tell you I wouldn't want to be hit that many times in that kind of weather. You look at Eagles-Bucks on Sunday at 1 o'clock, followed by the 49ers and Cowboys, 4:30 CBS. That's must-watch television. Are Nance and Romo flying straight? Are they going to take the red-eye straight from Buffalo, private jet style, to the Star at AT&T Stadium, Jerry's World? Are they going to go right there for that game? Are they going to call both back-to-back days? I would want to. Absolutely, I'd want to. Plus, that's a beautiful stadium, and the weather's a lot nicer. And then in Kansas City, they're going to host the Steelers Sunday Night Football, NBC, Chiefs, Steelers, 26 degrees at kickoff leading into Monday night. They don't even list temperatures for Dallas or for the Rams right now. Cardinals, Rams, battle for the NFC West. I mean, talk about all eyes on you, SoFi Stadium. Kelly Stafford already popping off at the mouth again. She can't help herself. This time she's calling out the LA Rams fans, talking about, you know, Matthew had to use a silent count, which is where – you know, no one can hear anything because that's how many 49ers fans there were. Don't sell your tickets to fans in Arizona.
Anthony, Saturday night, CBS, it's Ian Eagle, Charles Davis on the call.
Oh, for the 4:30 Cowboys-Niners?
No, for Patriots-Bills Saturday night on CBS.
Really? And they moved Nance and Romo to just Sunday?
Correct.
Wow. All right, we'll step aside. We're going to shift gears. Going from the NFL to college football, Jeremy Birmingham joins us next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.